Are you ready for an inspiring half hour about discovering, developing, and living your greatness and building your life around what you do best? This is it. Welcome to the Greatness Zone, practical conversations to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. And here's your host, author, speaker, workplace, and life coach, Jay Forte.
Hey, everyone. Good evening. Welcome. Hey, it's Jay Forte. Tonight, we are talking about the power of positivity here on Living Life in the Greatness Zone, and it's an internal power boost. So there's negativity all around us, and you know that it affects you. It affects all of us. What would it take to be more positive and optimistic in spite of all this negativity, and how could it change our life? So optimism and positivity are really not buzzwords of some feel-good movement. They're actual building blocks of creating lives of happiness and success. You know, think how hard it is to do anything well when you're angry, negative, or down. But then think how much more successful you feel when you're positive, engaged, and inspired. See, as you change your attitude about things and it becomes more positive, you change how you look at the world. Different things come into view, and you can't see opportunities when you focus on the lack of opportunities. So a more positive attitude expands what you see, what you consider, and therefore what you can choose. So knowing that we're circled by so much negativity in our days, I asked the positivity strategist herself, Robin Stratton Burkessel, to join us to share some practical ways of improving how we can show up more positively to the everyday moments of life. As an author, a coach, a consultant, and a TED speaker, Robin's the real deal, positively affecting those she meets and works with to activate the best or what's best in them. And this is indeed a treat for all of us. Hey, Robin, welcome.
Hello, Jay. Thank you for having me. And I love that introduction. That's beautiful.
Great. I'm thrilled you're here. But, you know, I have a question for you. So what, Robin, is the best thing that's happened to you today?
Jay, that's just marvelous. And you know that's my favorite question, right?
I do know it's your favorite question. I want to hear your answer tonight.
Well, I just want to say, before I say that, you know, I've been practicing this question for 11 years after I first heard my professor share that. And I think the story really speaks for itself because he was trying to improve the communication with his son. And he asked him at dinner every night, "How was school today, son?" And he got nothing. And then he'd say, "What happened at school today, son?" He got nothing. And my wise professor then changed the question and he said, "What's the best thing that happened to you at school today, son?" And he got a whole new story. Yeah. And so when you change the language, you can change the story. So to answer your question, Jay, the best thing that happened to me today was actually working with my marketing intern, and we got through some awesome work together, and we had lots of laughs, and we just had a really great time in co-creating stuff together.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And the best thing for me so far today, I guess, because I know the question sometimes is so far, but I am preparing for a program I have to teach tomorrow to 120 high school students on being the leader of their own lives. And so that's been exciting, trying to think about how am I going to engage them for an hour or a couple of hours and help them show bigger to it on the end. But I love the positive spin. So there's two really big things going on in there, and I'd love it if you could help talk through some of it. One is it's a question. So we're not telling, we're asking. And secondly, we've rephrased it into the positive. So talk through that a little bit, Robin, so we can all get really good at this.
Yeah, I think that's great, Jay, because that question illustrates a number of principles. And you know that my work is grounded in appreciative inquiry, which is
right.
A field of organization and human change, because it allows us to find and discover the best in people, their organizations, and our communities and the world around us. So when we work from that perspective, which is strength-based and grounded in positive psychology, we actually seek out what we want more of and what's working, and rather than what we want less of and what isn't working. So that one of these principles is that the very first question we ask starts the change. And the way that we engage with people anticipates what we find. So how we talk to each other, how we ask questions, and if we frame it in a positive way, we're going to find more positive things, and that's going to start wiring our brain and the neural networks in our brain to start looking at the things that work for us. And together, through the language we use, and if it's framed in an affirmative, positive way, we begin to construct realities from a very different perspective. So if we focus on the things that work for us, that energize us, we have a very different conversation than if we focus on the things that don't work and we say that life sucks and life's hard and life's a challenge, then we focus more on that. And it's not to discount the things that are a challenge and do bring us down, but it's how we choose to respond in the moment.
Right, so I'm reminded that life is as life is. It's neither good nor bad. My perspective is it sends us successes so we can celebrate, and it sends us challenges so we can learn to spin them in a more positive way and find out how much more capable and competent we are in things. And I think in reframing it out of the negative into the positive helps us see that there are way more opportunities in every situation than what we originally see.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's about how we describe the world reflects how we see the world. And when we do that, we actually begin to create it. So how we see the world, how we see our relationships, how we see ourselves, it's by that very fact we begin to anticipate ourselves into that kind of reality. So if we accept that we are co-constructors of our reality, that in relationship and in dialogue and how we view the world, that's what we're beginning to manifest, that we can have conversations with each other that begin to create different experiences. So, Jay, if I kind of wake up in the morning and I look out and I see the world is a beautiful place and the sun's coming up or the rain's coming down, I can actually kind of think, well, this is something to be valued, something to be appreciated. But if I wake up and I think, gosh, you know, life is hopeless, it's gloom and doom, I'm going to kind of live myself into that reality for that day. And as I said, you know, we have both the good and the bad, but we are able to shift and think, well, what is it that's already working that I can focus on if I really want to spiral upwards rather than be dragged and spiral downwards? Because that de-energizes us. It's not to devalue that, but it's just a choice point that we have. So what is more life-affirming, more life-giving, more able to make us focus on the things that we want in our life versus the things that really pull us back?
And the ability to stop and notice that, you know, the freeze frame for a second, to see that, you know, when we can challenge this need to constantly be moving, we just blow past all of these events. And if we could stop and notice for a minute, we could see that in that moment, we could choose a more positive versus a less positive response. But if we get so pulled into the speed of the world with technology and emails and kids and families and everything gets moving so quickly, we can quickly get pulled into whatever direction the loudest noise is. So the reason why I love this question is if we can then, between some of the things that we talk about in the show regularly about stopping and noticing, being more aware, plus this power question, I think we're starting to build a formula that people can look at and say, wait a minute, I've got my way of putting the brakes on for a minute, and in that moment, starting to see what's right instead of what's wrong.
Yeah, because when you focus on what's wrong, and you know, the reality is there are many things that are wrong, but there are so many more things that work. And our brains are wired from, you know, our survival instincts of, you know, gazillion years ago to focus on the things that are going to be safe for us. And so we are able to rewire our brains to things that are going to work for us because, you know, life has changed. And so we have this negativity bias that's like Velcro for bad experiences. So the bad things stick and we kind of amplify those because that's, you know, how we're kind of programmed and what the media tells us and, you know, what our educational system can tell us. You know, there are problems to be solved and there are weaknesses that we have to overcome. But however, if we were to also think that there are so many things that work and to think about the positive things that are working for us, which are far more subtle and they can slip by without our even noticing. But if we stop, as you say, to notice some of the good things, so, you know, you kind of look at your first cup of tea or coffee or your orange juice in the morning, and you can be grateful. You can think, wow, that was really good. Or you can look at the sunrise, or you can do something that you think, there are really good things that are happening to me, or the jeans that I'm putting on. I really love these jeans. So there are simple little things that we can be truly, we can look at through a positive lens as opposed to thinking about things that don't work. So it's our experiences that continually change our brain one way or the other. And so why not change it for the better? Why not begin to focus on the things that really make us feel good in the world?
So
and when we take
that
good in, we can start to see not only the good in ourselves, but we see the good in others, and we begin to see the good in the world around us.
Yeah, it's part of your phrase, what you focus on grows. And
yeah.
If you tune in for the things or for the ways of noticing the things that are great, then we start to see that there's a whole lot more great here than we ever imagined. You know, it's like the when you buy a car and all of a sudden everybody you know is driving that car, but you just before never noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Until something changes in the way that you look at things. And
mm-hmm.
that simple, wonderful, powerful, amazing, magnificent question, what's the best thing that's happened to you today, gets you engaged in a conversation that's not one-sided, and it focuses on all the things that you want to look at, the good things. I know some things that maybe weren't that great happened, but let's not talk about those. Let's focus on the other things so that muscle, those eyes that can watch for negative also can be trained to watch for positive.
Yeah, because when you ask that question, Jay, and as you know, I did a TED talk on this, a TEDx talk on this, and I talk about all the conversations I have with cab drivers in New York City, and even to the point where one offered me a free cab ride because he so loved the conversation when I asked him, what's the best thing that happened to you today? But what that happens is that it focuses people on the things that really energize them, the things that are life-giving. And that enables people then to feel really good about themselves, as you said. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from William James, an American psychologist at the turn of last century. And he says the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. So I think when you ask people about the best in themselves and their day, they get a sense of being listened to. They get an opportunity to talk about who they are and what really delights them and what they're proud about themselves. And we'd love to talk about that, given the opportunity.
Right, and I think part of the reason why that's such a good thing for us so I'm thinking about all of our listeners and the thinking about the people that you live with, your parents too, that we start to think about this phrasing in the kinds of conversations. Now, I know what we just had was one question, but the concept of appreciative inquiry, of asking questions in a powerfully positive and in an appreciative way, starts to reframe all of the circumstances that we are with each other. And in that, we create space, different space, bigger space, for us to show up and connect with each other different in a more significant way. And in a way that I think, as you talked about a little bit, and we'll talk about a little bit more after the break, expands all that can be, not just between two people, but all of the places that those people touch.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So what I'd like to do is to do a couple of things. We're gonna break in a second here. But what I love the expression, when you feel good, you do good. So can we start a little bit of a conversation with that? And we may need to pick it up after the break. On this powerful, positive focus starts to help us feel good from the inside, and it manifests itself in a very different way on the outside. So that great phrase, when you feel good, you do good. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, you know, we can't have an emotion. So, you know, when we talk about when you feel good, you do good, it's actually acknowledging the fact that we are emotional creatures. We have an emotional response to everything. And so without having a response to an emotion, then, you know, it's not something that just sits in your head and rolls around in your skull. It's embodied in who we are. And so these positive emotions are likely to affect our heart, the way that we engage with other people, and also the fact that manifests itself how we actually engage ourselves physically. So if you look at somebody who is feeling down, you can see that their body's a little bit slumped. If they're feeling more upbeat and more positive and more confident, they're more likely to hold themselves in a more upbeat, positive way. And so when it comes to the positive questions that we ask ourselves, we can say it's when we develop this and practice it, it's how we can strengthen our positivity muscle through the work that we do on ourselves. So, for example, if you're an athlete, you know that you have to go out there and practice the sport, whether it's swimming or basketball or whatever you do. And so the same thing about positivity is that it's about the science of how we actually strengthen that positivity muscle that we have within ourselves. So it's through the dialogue and the questions and the way that we frame things enables us to get better skilled at this particular practice.
Great. Robin, we're going to take a break here. This is Jay Forty. We are living life in the greatness zone today. We are spending wonderful time with Robin Stratton-Burkessel talking about positivity. And the second half of our show, we'll be talking about more and how it creates greater opportunities as we see the world in a bigger way. So stay with us.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds, sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Hey, this is Jay Forty. Welcome back. We are living life in the greatness zone. Tonight we're spending amazing time with Robin Stratton-Burkessel. We're talking about the power of positivity. And one of the highlights of our first part of our show was this really great appreciative inquiry question that we started the show off with that was phrased, what's the best thing that's happened to you today? And that opened up a big discussion for us about the value and the power of positivity. So, Robin, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the when you feel good, you do good, that positivity changes not only the emotions in you but the physicality of you. So I know I had to cut us off in order to go to the break. Is there anything else that we wanted to talk about on the when you feel good, you do good?
I think it's about, being positive is considered to be, it's not about positive thinking, and it's not necessarily about positive quotes or positive, it's more about how you actually show up in the world from a space where you really believe in the power of connecting from your inner strengths and your ability to be authentic in the world. Mm-hmm. So So when you have the opportunity to really work out what you value, what you see as your innate strengths, and that takes work. I mean, you know, Chris Peterson, who was one of the founders in positive psychology, used to say that positive psychology is not a spectator sport. You actually have to dive right in and experience it for yourself. And so the feeling good is that when you practice this, when you really begin to understand all the subtleties of what it takes to be really connected to another human being and be true to yourself, and you can show up every day from a place where you are believing that you're having a good impact on people, then that makes you feel good. And when you feel good, that has a contagion effect. That has a ripple effect, and it shows off in others. You know, I can go to the supermarket, and I can look at the name tag on the woman who's checking me out or the man who's checking me out, and I can say, thank you, Jane, for, you know, packing my bag today. And you know, when her face lights up because she's been recognized, that makes me feel extra good. And she feels good, and so she's going to do it to the next person. And I've got to tell you, while I'm talking about the supermarket, there was this amazing story. It happened this year, and it was on Valentine's Day. And there was a man in front of me in the supermarket, and he was needing 5 cents or something, and he didn't have the change. And so the woman in the checking out said, I'm sorry, I can't do it, and he had no more money. So I gave him 5 cents. And he looked at me, and he thanked me, and the woman checking out thanked me. I went to my car, Jay, with my bags to put in the car. This man came running over to me with a bunch of tulips. He gave me tulips because he was so grateful for the 5 cents that I gave him. I mean, that was remarkable. That was Valentine's Day. If that doesn't show what positivity and love and connection cannot give you, I mean, I lived on that for a week. I put it on my Facebook page, and I'm sure he did too. I promoted his company. It turned out I discovered that he actually was a florist, so he had these bunches of tulips in the back of his van, but it didn't matter. The fact is that he responded to my good gesture, and that good gesture just then rippled through, and so many other people would have received the impact from that very positive, kind, authentic, generous gesture.
And that's where I think the value in this whole thing is. So to me, there's two parts to it. One is, what would it take to jumpstart it? Because for some reason, the negativity seems to rule. And that's why we mentioned that opening question. That's the jumpstart. You know, the stop and notice that if I asked a different type of positive question, I could jumpstart how I feel, and then how you feel, and then how you feel, and then what you do, and all of the things that feed the negativity could quickly go away because all of the people participating are showing up in a more significant and positive way.
Yeah, and you know, Jay, the difference with that one question that you keep reminding me of, and I get pulled up in the street, you know, from local people who saw that talk, and I get comment when I go to give a talk somewhere and people have seen my TED talk, they come up and they ask me, what's the best thing that happened to you today? So it actually has power and resonance, and people remember it. But the one little thing is that positive adjective. You know, what's the best thing that happened to you today? And that's one of the principles of the work that I do in this world of positive psychology and appreciative inquiry. It's when you focus on things like when you look at the positive adjectives, that anticipates what people will say. I mean, if you were to say to somebody, you know, what was the worst thing that happened to you today, you would get a very different story and you would see a very different energy set, and it would take the conversation a different way and people would not feel so engaged. So it really is dependent on us to find language that really can uplift people and take us on that upward spiral of what we really, you know, want in our lives, what we aspire to, as opposed to the downward spiral that we tend to feel that's what we have to deal with day in and day out. So it's about our choice of language so that we can construct different realities and different relationships in conversation with people. So it does start with the conversations that we have, and it does start with how we choose language that is life-affirming and looks for the good in humankind.
Right. So those are the tips that I was really encouraging us to hear tonight. that we pay attention to what we say, how we ask it, and that we involve people, and we roll it around these positive affirmations or these affirming terms. Robert, I know you do some really amazing work. Share with our listeners how they can connect with you so they can stay energized by this wonderful energy that you bring and this wisdom that you share through positivity.
Oh, thank you, Jay, so much for that. So it's very simple. You can go to my website, which is positivitystrategist.com, and there you will find a heap of resources, my blog, my podcast. I have a whole lot of resources on appreciative inquiry and positivity. You can see my TED Talk. You can find my book, which is Appreciative Inquiry for Collaborative Solutions. You can see apps that I've created. So all the resources are there, and from there you'll find my Twitter and Facebook handles, and I would just love to engage and to continue this conversation with people.
Great, and I encourage our listeners to do that. See how this feels now. Imagine if you had to do this or could get to do this all the time with Robin. Robin, thank you so much for this bolt of energy that you bring wherever you go, and I do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you for having me. I'm very delighted. Thank you, Jay.
My pleasure, too. Next week, we're joined by Larry Hagner of the Good Dad Project. He works tirelessly to host a big discussion about what it means to be a good dad. With so many mixed signals, how can we show up clear to our dad's role so that we inspire the next generation so that they're wise, loving, authentic, and accountable? This one's not just for the dads, so join us. This is Jay Forty, Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Join us next time.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone on vividlife.me, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week because we continue to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.